The State College Group Community and Campus in Unity promotes multiculturalism, diversity, and respect. As WPSU's Ann Danahy reports, the group's meeting Monday night focused on the fatal shooting of Osazi Osagi and rebuilding community trust.
Thank you for everyone's comments so far and questions. I'm warmed by the fact that so many people are here because Osazi has been heavy on my heart. 103 years of a police department without killing any residents. What about this particular event or incident was so unique?
Eric Ian Farmer was one of many who spoke during the meeting in the borough building that drew more than 100 people. A State College police officer fatally shot Osagi last Wednesday in his apartment when police went to make a mental health check. Osagi reportedly confronted them with a knife. Questions were raised about what happened, how the case will be handled, and racial bias. Osagi was African American. Saria Chatters was the coordinator of the Clinical Mental Health Counseling in Schools and Communities program at Penn State. She said those in the mental health field often have to work with people who are a threat to themselves or others.
Of course, police officers, we know they go directly into the line of fire, but we were just asking that we would hope that there is some way that mental health and police can work together so that there's an individual who's a professional in that's on the scene.
State College Police Chief John Gardner said officers go into these situations wanting to engage with the person. He said they had dealt with Osagi before and had not had that type of interaction. He also said his department has a robust internal affairs process.
The only way that we can gain your trust, keep your trust, is by having forums like this and assuring the public that we don't put up with nonsense in the police department.
State College Police turned the case over to state police. Will Slayton with the Pennsylvania State Police Equality and Inclusion Office said police did use a taser first. He also said state police have no problem charging an officer if they've done something wrong. I'm Ann Danahy, WPSU.